Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that we can come boldly to your throne of grace to receive grace and mercy for the time of need. So we just lift up this beautiful word, Lord, and thank you for the leading of your Spirit, Lord, to open up the treasures of heaven that you so desire to bring to pass in our lives and to encourage others to wake up, to look to the rock from which they were hewn. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open your word up to us and make it life and real as you bring it to pass in us in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 18 from verse 18 to 20. Receive this truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be considered to be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will be considered to be released in heaven. Again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in a symphony of prayer, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. For wherever two or three come together in honor of my name, I'm right there with them.
Hallelujah. So beautiful. You know, Saint Flo, Sister Flo, shared about the realities, you know, that God has had us in mind from the very beginning, as his children, partaking of his splendor and his goodness. And so we've been raised and seated with him. We have come to the his heavenly kingdom, to Mount Zion, Hebrews 12:22, right to the end, as a part of the church built on the foundation of the prophets and Jesus Christ. And yeah, and so we part of the family, and we are now blessed with everything pertaining to life and godliness. And it's wonderful when you understand it as family. You understand as family, Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren, and he's now restoring all things. So he's bringing about the kingdom. The kingdom is coming on this earth as it is in heaven, and we partake of inheritance there. We partake of a destiny there. We partake of good works laid out for us in heaven, and that's our name, our story that is written. And so that's our understanding, and that's our experience. And so when we come together and honor his name, and now we don't just come together in a meeting to honor his name, we have come to the Lord now. We are with the Lord. In him we live and move and have our being, in the family, in the kingdom. And that's our reality. And then because of that, our heart beats with his beat as he's steadily leading us into this amazing love, this amazing inheritance, this amazing destiny, so as to be enlightened and to lighten others. And so our spirit is one spirit with him, and in our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions can be in tune, and then our life, our bodies, our attitudes, and our actions. So we flowing in the goodness of God with the goodness of God. And that's why our hearts can witness and we can agree when we're in this beautiful relationship, because it's God that is working in us to will and to do, and leading us in triumph, letting us be the fragrance. So that's just so beautiful. What I'm just blessed about here is how we can agree when our hearts are committed and in tune with the Lord. There comes agreement, but it's not agreement in the flesh trying to stir God up. It's agreement about what God is working. God is the one working in us, and then we agree. I want to share two beautiful testimonies quickly. We had the kids coming over a couple of months ago, and we both came to this agreement that it would be nice to take them out to Cozy Bay. And so there's no provision, there's just this vision. But this vision is coming from the Lord. You can see it. Why I say that is when what comes from the Lord and what is revealed to you and then what happens, you know that was God. It was from the Spirit in the heart, and the Spirit bears witness, the Word bears witness, and then the life, the blood, blood, life is in the blood that bears witness. And so we just said it would be nice. Say, oh, thank you, Lord, and we go committed to the Lord. And then the kids came, and it looked like there's no way it's going to happen. But we stayed just believing. And in just about, how long was it, about 2 days or three? Mm-hmm. 2 days, 3 days before we had to put down the money, we already made the booking. Boom, 10,000 rand came, exactly the amount we needed for this excursion, for this go away. So it's just so beautiful. You know, we don't glory in we done this, so we glory in that. We glory in the fact that our lives are in the hands of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they are with us. Because they are with us, they open things up and then they bring it to pass. And then another thing, I had a friend of mine coming to stay for a month or so, 5 weeks, to be refreshed. And he had this nice BMW. And we know Telly Tehila, our daughter, needs a vehicle to get to university because she rides Uber and it's expensive. And we had spoken to him about checking for, you know, cars for her. And we thought, you know, you want something that's not too larny, not too expensive. And so when this car came up, we thought, no, it's too expensive. And when it breaks down, it could, you know, cost a lot. So we put it aside. But then when I picked him up at the airport, bringing him back here, and when we were driving, I just started talking about the vehicle, and then it just came to my mind, but that is the right vehicle for Tehila. She is being trained up, you know, she's a young lady being trained up in a field where that vehicle will fulfill and be everything that she needs at the time. It's a good vehicle. And shared it with David, and he immediately said, yeah, okay, he sees, he witnesses. So these are two hearts agreed. And then we came back, and I didn't prime Danita up to, you know, tell her, and, you know, you should believe this. Or Dave just shared about the vehicle to her. And then straight away, Danita said, that's the ideal vehicle for the healer. And then again, it looked as if nothing's coming together, but we just left it. And then praise God, just, I watched it a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God just came through there again so that we could fulfill that desire, that plan, because that plan came from the heart of God. So be encouraged, guys, that God is with us and he's working from the inside, working in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So work out your salvation with fear. Fear, you don't want to miss out on your salvation. And the trembling, be excited, because what no eye has seen or ears heard, God has prepared for those that love him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.